so many commitments. But I'm happy that we found time enough in the schedule to honor this meeting. We are not going to be long today. We're going to be considering things. Oh, let me say also that I need to congratulate Madam van der Merwe for her election in the NC of the ANC, re-election in 2022. Congratulate also, I think, Ubabu Ulanbon. They also had their conference or congress?
The conference.
In the conference, yes. And I believe that you are in the NEC of the IFP. Congratulations. Mr. Mugu, you also want me to congratulate
please.
You? I didn't get the news. You know, okay. I communicate with him on WhatsApp, but he doesn't say anything.
I think it would be the order. Because now I'm a member of the Central Council of the DA.
Congratulations. So we have the big shots in this business committee. Congratulations to you all, and we wish you all the best in your leadership position. We trust that you're going to make a positive influence in those committees, especially the committees that you're serving in that are meant to shape up the country's policies for the better. We'll try as a committee also to assist where possible, to put whatever that we can according to our ability, so that we can be also able to influence the committees. I know that during December we had also mishaps within, you know, happening for our members. I know that Mr. Kobaza was involved in a car accident. We're glad that you are back and fit. I hope you did receive our message on support. We're happy that you are back here in the hospital. Mem Mokorosi also was hospitalized, and I'm told that the operation went well. Mr. Mabasa has been well also informed.
then we also have our tribe union members. So our staff, our staff 13, are organized into those three different departments under those managers. Go to the next slide. We have an executive which runs the organization, which comprises of me as the chairperson, the three heads of those departments, and one of our full-time members, the Yasmin Kurian, and we comprise the executive of the organization. I said when I gave you, if I'd given you that slide last year, we would have had eight members. I'm fortunate to tell you that since December, the president has appointed three members additionally, and we now have 11 members. And those are names of the new people. We have one economist, Imran Velodia, and two lawyers, Anton Roskam and Wanda Mazwai. So they've all been appointed for 5 years from the 1st of January. This is a breakdown of the organization in terms of the tribunal members, in terms of race and of gender. And basically the summary of it, it's not that easy to see from the slide, but the gender breakdown would be six males, five females, and the race breakdown would be five whites and six blacks. So there are 11 members, and that slide is based on the current appointees as of January 2011. Then we do a similar breakdown in terms of our staff. To remind you again, we have 13 staff members to do that. And we recently, in December, appointed a chief economist to our staff. That was a new senior appointment. So if we then go on to the next slide, there again is the breakdown in terms of gender, in terms of race. In terms of race, breakdown, 8 black staff, 5 white staff. In terms of gender, 4 males and 9 females. Next slide here is a summary of the work type of cases that we've had in the year. And you'll see that we've had 158 cases in total. And when we count those cases, we include different types of mergers that we get, the complaint referrals, and procedural matters. So it's, to give you a better picture of that, I've redone that figure in terms of types of cases. You remember in the beginning I was talking about doing mergers and doing prohibited practices. And if we look at that data in a different way, 72% of our cases are mergers and 28% are prohibited practices. So there's an overwhelming, almost 3/4 of the work is merger related, and only about a quarter are related to prohibited practices. I think that's an indication that as there aren't enough prohibited practice cases coming through from the commission as a prosecutor, there might be. But on the other hand, merger activity is cyclical, and it's hard to say that there's a right or wrong balance in these. And so I think that most competition agencies are probably on balance do more mergers than they would do practices. I don't know that there's a right fit figure, but what it does mean is that your emphasis is on mergers, and it's not a bad thing that you actually are emphasizing mergers, because mergers tend to be heard more quickly. They're an important intervention to the structure of the market. So the fact that 75% approximately of our time is devoted to that is in fact not a bad thing, maybe quite a good thing. It's probably our most efficient and effective intervention in the marketplace we allow structuring competition. Because what I sometimes say to people in explaining the differences between mergers and practices is that mergers we do before the merger takes place. So the merger is like your vaccine. You take it to prevent the disease happening. Your predictive practice case is where something's gone wrong in the market and you kind of correct it afterwards, and it's like an antibiotic. It's brought in afterwards and may or may not cure you, but you do your best to use it. So it may be better that we're doing more vaccination work than we are doing antibiotic work. Just another, the next slide just gives you a sense of the...
Vaccine.
Yes. Oh. My colleagues in the commission will flip up tomorrow. You can try that under the chair. This is just a comparison between the previous financial year and this one, the number of matters. You see there's been an increase Thank you.
So we've set as a target that we would get 75% of those cases down within 10 days. And you'll see, we've isolated in this slide two areas where we've actually not met the performance function. That's why they isolated this. So it says here that we only achieved 71% and not 75%. It's not a terribly meaningful figure because it doesn't tell you when we achieved 100%, the big
Okay.
tribunal makes